A lot of you may be wondering, are narcissists born or are they made? And we really don't know, because studies have shown that there isn't a specific cause on what causes narcissism in the first place. However, I've heard a lot of experts say that it could be as a result of childhood trauma. But for me, like, I don't necessarily think that's the case, because there's plenty of people that have been abused as children, but they don't turn out to be narcissistic. As a matter of fact, they turn out to be the most empathic people ever, because, you know, they don't want other people to go through what they went through as kids. And, you know, not to mention that some of them turn out to be life coaches, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and things of that nature. You know, since they have a desire to help people and not fall into the trap of entering in abusive relationships or helping them cut ties with their toxic families that are holding them back and things like that. So, yeah, you know, that's what I think. I think it's a combination of both genetics and environmental factors. And I also think that they were born that way too, you know, because again, you know, there's plenty of people that have been abused as children, but they don't turn out to be evil and narcissistic and things like that, you know, and plus, you know, a child can be born to great parents and they can still turn out to be narcissistic either way, especially when a child, were spoiled growing up. Like, we know, you know, when a parent, they will give their child like everything they want when they want, you know, they will have no boundaries between them and the child. They can also create a narcissist. So yeah, you know, they could either be born or they could either be created, you know, or due to like environmental factors, you know. That's why they have the term called generational / cultural narcissism, you know, which I will explain later on, you know, in the series.